Welcome to the Daily Tour Podcast, brought to you by the Fredcast. This almost daily summary of the 2008 Tour de France will be presented soon after the end of each day's racing, so that you can stay up to date on the world's most famous, and some would argue, most important annual cycling event. The Daily Tour is brought to you by the Fredcast Cycling Podcast, for weekly news, product reviews, upcoming events, and everything you need to know about the world of cycling. Listen to the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. The Fredcast can be found at www.thefredcast.com, iTunes, or anywhere you normally look for podcasts. For over 2 years and 100 episodes, the Fredcast is the internet's premier cycling podcast. The Daily Tour is also brought to you by listeners like you. Thank you for your donations via PayPal, and if you'd like to donate, please visit our website at www.thefredcast.com. And now, it's time for the Tour de France 2008 edition of the Daily Tour Podcast. Hey, good morning, everyone. Today is Saturday, July the 19th. Welcome back to the Daily Tour Podcast. It is time for stage 14 of this year's Tour de France, but before we get into it, as always, it's time to review where we are in the standings going into today's race. Well, still really no change in the general classification. In first place, it's still Cadel Evans from Silence Lotto. And of course, Cadel Evans is from Australia. 1 second behind Cadel after 55 hours of racing, still just 1 second separates Frank Schleck from Luxembourg and Team CSC Saxo Bank. And in third place from the United States and Garmin Chipotle, burrito-powered and 38 seconds behind Cadel Evans, it's Christian Vandevelde. In fourth, Bernhard Kohl from Austria and Team Gerolsteiner, 46 seconds back. In fifth, Dennis Menshov from Rabobank, 57 seconds behind Cadel Evans. 1 minute, 28 seconds behind our yellow jersey, Carlos Sastre from Team CSC Saxo Bank. In seventh, Kim Kirken from Team Colombia, 1 minute, 56 seconds back. In eighth, Vladimir Efimkin from AG2R, 2 minutes, 32 seconds behind. 3 minutes, 51 seconds behind Cadel Evans, Mikel Astrolozas in ninth place from Team Euskaltel Euskadi. And in 10th, Vincenzo Nibali from Italy and Team Liquigas, 4 minutes and 18 seconds back. In the white jersey, this very same Vincenzo Nibali from Team Liquigas and Italy as the best young rider so far in this year's Tour de France. In the green jersey from Team Rabobank and Spain, it's Oscar Freire with 184 points. And in the polka dot, with 60 King of the Mountains points, from Team Gerolsteiner, it's Germany's Sebastian Lang. Today's stage 14 is the prelude to the High Alps of France. It will be 194.5 kilometers from Nîmes, that wonderfully preserved Roman town, to Digne-les-Bains. Again, 194 kilometers. There is a sprint at the 37-kilometer mark. Then the riders will go through the feed zone at 80.5 kilometers. They've already begun climbing into the mountains of France. At 128.5 kilometers is a Category 4 climb, followed by a descent and then a sprint at the 145-kilometer mark. And then finally, one more Category 4 sprint, the Col de l'Orme at 185 kilometers. And from there, a downhill descent, and then a relatively flat finish that should favor the sprinters at the end of today's racing. Now, of course, I say that it should favor the sprinters because, well, as they go up these climbs and as the road heaves up before them as we approach the Alps, a lot of times what we find happening is that the sprinters start to get squirted out the back of the peloton, and oftentimes these sorts of stages, and certainly the next couple coming up, will start finding the sprinters finishing 4, 5, 10 minutes behind the peloton because these guys are made for speed, not necessarily made for those long slogs up the climbs of France. Well, as the peloton headed out onto the roads of France today, by about the 5-kilometer mark, there was a break of 21 riders. It was initiated by Steen de Volder from Team Quickstep, but included Sandy Kassar, Will Frischkorn, and others. However, by the time the riders had reached about the 35-kilometer mark, it seemed like there was only going to be a surviving break of just four riders. And those four riders were Bram Tenkink, Sandy Kassar, William Bonet, and Jose Ivan Gutierrez. Now, while the 21-man break was succeeding, there was that first intermediate sprint. First place points going to Steen DeVolder from Quickstep, second to Will Frischkorn from Garmin-Chipotle, and third to Bernhard Eisel of Team Colombia. Well, with 66 kilometers to go into today's stage, there was the first Category 4 climb, the Côte de Man, first place points going to Gutierrez, second to Tenkink, and third to Kassar. Now, previously, the lead of the four men had been up to 7 minutes, but by the time they got to the 55-kilometer-to-go mark, the lead was already down to 2 minutes and 30 seconds. As predicted yesterday, this was going to be one of those situations where they were going to allow that break to succeed, and they were going to take it relatively easy, but eventually they would reel them in and let the sprinters rule the day at the finish. One interesting side note from today's stage was that the official word from Tour de France organizers was that the temperature had gotten up to about 35 degrees Celsius today. That's about 95 degrees Fahrenheit. Quite a change, once again, from those rains that we had seen previously in the earlier stages of the Tour de France. We'll see if this heat can hold as the riders make their way into the high Alps over the coming days. With about 26 or 27 kilometers to go in today's stage and their lead dwindling to well under 2 minutes, Jose Ivan Gutierrez attacked the break, leaving his compatriots behind. Eventually, Bonet was well off the back and was swallowed up by the peloton. Kassar and Tenkink did chase for quite some time. Eventually, they too were swallowed up by the peloton. Now, Gutierrez is a well-known time trialist. He's got several Spanish national championships under his belt, and he was making this into his own personal time trial, even as he headed up the slopes of that last Category 4 climb. He was hammering the pedals, his hands were down in the drops, and he was really trying to pull away from the peloton, and he did hold them off for quite some time. Eventually, however, he was reeled in and swallowed up by the peloton on the climb. As predicted, once the peloton passed Gutierrez, there were all sorts of attacks and counterattacks up front, but in the back, we could see a lot of those traditional, well-known sprinters just getting shucked off the back, and you could see Mark Cavendish easily losing contact with the peloton, and it was at this point that we realized Cav probably was not going to be winning another stage today. As the peloton neared the top of the climb, which was 9.5 kilometers from the finish line, it looked like Oscar Pereiro was going to try to go up and over first. He briefly opened up a small gap, but he too was eventually reeled in. First place points going to Roman Kreuzinger from Liquigas, second to Bernhard Kohl from Gerolsteiner, and third to Frank Schleck. And on the descent, Sylvain Chavanel from Cofidis pulled away from the peloton, getting very aero and hammering on his pedals, trying to stay away from the peloton. It looked like at one point he may have opened up a gap of about 10 or 12 seconds. Eventually, he too was reeled in, and then it was up to the teams of the sprinters to get their lead-out men and their best fast guys to the front of the pack to try to win a victory for their teams today. It was a huge bunch that approached the finish line in Digne-les-Bains today. As they approached the 1 kilometer to go banner, it was very difficult to tell who might be in the advantage in today's stage by the time they got to the finish line. Would it be Zabel, because he was there? Would it be Schumacher, who looked very, very strong at the finish? But in the end, it was Oscar Freire coming from the middle of the pack, maybe 9th or 10th back, finding an opening for himself, using the slipstream of the rest of the riders, coming up the middle, hammering the pedals, and pulling away from the peloton, winning today's stage by more than a bike length over 2nd place Leonardo Duque from Team Cofidis. So the stage results today, number one, Oscar Freire from Rabobank, who extends his green jersey points lead. He's got 219 points over Tor Husovt with 172 points. Husovt only managing 10th place. Only managing 10th place in today's stage. That's still pretty darn good, don't you think? 3rd place went to Eric Zabel from Milram. 4th, Julian Dean from Garmin-Chipotle. 5th, Stephen de Jong from Garmin-Chipotle. 6th, Alessandro Bayon from Lampre. 7th, Ruben Perez from Euskaltel-Euskadi. 8th, Jerome Pinot from Bouygues Telecom. 9th, Matteo Tozzato from Quickstep. And 10th, the aforementioned God of Thunder, Tor Husoft from Norway, and Crédit Agricole. No change in the general classification after today's stage. Cadel Evans still safely, well, relatively, in the yellow jersey. 59 hours, 1 minute, and 55 seconds, followed 1 second back still by Frank Schleck from Luxembourg and Team CSC Saxo Bank. The rest of the top 10 remains as it was at the beginning of today's stage. Christian Vandevelde, Bernhard Kohl, Denis Menchov, Carlos Sastry, Kim Kirkin, Vladimir Efimkin, Mikel Astorloza, and Vincenzo Nibali, who's also wearing the white jersey from Team Liquigas. In the King of the Mountains jersey, wearing the polka dots, Sebastian Lang from Team Gerolsteiner. He has 60 points. Bernhard Kohl, also his teammate from Team Gerolsteiner, 59 points in second place. Frank Schleck, our current second place in the general classification from Team CSC Saxo Bank, is in third with 46 points. Now, before we get to the preview of tomorrow's Stage 15, just a couple of notes from today's race course. Well, actually, first one's from yesterday's race course. You will recall that Sven Kraus from Team Gerolsteiner had an unhappy meeting with a road sign yesterday in Stage 13 on the run-in to Nîmes. I have posted on thefredcast.com the video of that crash. A lot of you asking me if you could take a look at it. I found it on YouTube and was able to post it, and you will see he hits the sign extremely hard. He goes skidding across on his rear end, getting what I'm sure is a painful road rash, and unfortunately, his bike is dead on arrival. Go ahead and check that out, www.thefredcast.com. One other note from today's racing, as you will recall, Team Barlow World had a rider who left this year's Tour de France after an alleged positive dope test. That was Moises Duenas from Team Barlow World. As a result of that, Barlow World has announced that after the Tour de France, they will be withdrawing their sponsorship from the team. You know, it was interesting today as the sprinters were getting set up for the finish. I was really thinking that Robbie Hunter was really going to go for it, mainly just out of anger against Moises Duenas and what he has done to Robbie Hunter's Team Barlow World. By the way, for what it's worth, I went to the Barlow World website to find out a little bit about the sponsor so that I could tell you all who is Barlow World and what is it that they do. Now, normally I consider myself a relatively intelligent person, and from what I've been able to glean from Barlow World's website and from their Wikipedia entry and whatever else I could find, they're an international brand management company. What does that mean? Well, I'll read you the corporate speak from Barlow World's website. Barlow World is driven by the maxim of creating sustainable value for all its stakeholders. The group offers its global customer base integrated business solutions backed by leading international brands. You getting it yet? Barlow World is a focused multinational corporation with revenues exceeding 43 billion South African rand. It comprises operations with a common strategic profile that collectively meet exacting performance standards. So now you know what they do, right? Excellent. We can move on. Well, tomorrow's stage is stage 15 of the 2008 Tour de France, and it's going to be a toughie. 183 kilometers from Embrun, France to Prato Nevoso, Italy. Along the way, there is an intermediate sprint at the 14.5 kilometer mark. And then, did I say yesterday the road heaves up? I meant it really heaves up today for our Beyond Category climb, or Category 2,744 meters tall, Col Agnel, the summit of which is at the 58-kilometer mark, by which point I expect the sprinters to be well behind the rest of the peloton. From there, a very long descent until 102 kilometers, where they hit the feed zone, and then 114.5, where there's one more intermediate sprint. Then, a little bump in the road, Category 3, 710-meter Col de Mort. I don't like the sound of that. At 157 kilometers into the stage, and then it is a summit finish in Prato Nevoso, a Category 1 climb, 1,440 meters. Going to be very interesting to see how Cadel Evans, Frank Schleck, Christian Vandevelde, Bernhard Kohl, and Denis Menchov are top five in the general classification, each of them within a minute of each other, and in the case of Schleck and Evans, within 1 second of each other. It will be very interesting to see how this stage plays out, whether or not Evans decides that he wants to defend or perhaps extend his lead. Tomorrow is going to be a great stage. And then Monday is a rest day for the Tour de France before two more high mountain stages, including my favorite on the 23rd, stage 17 on Wednesday, from Embrun, where we start tomorrow, to Alpe d'Huez. Thanks so much for listening today. Thanks for staying subscribed to the podcast and to the Twitter feed. It has been a great day of racing. Tomorrow promises to be yet another great day of racing. But you know what? I'm tired of spectating. It's time to participate. I'm heading out for my own ride today. Hope that you make some time to do the same. We'll see you again tomorrow. So long. That's it for today's episode of the Daily Tour Podcast. If you'd like to comment on the show, please send an email to thefredcast@gmail.com. That's thefredcast@gmail.com. Or you can send a voicemail to area code 435-258-6373. That's 435-258-6FRED. Be sure to follow our frequent live updates of the day's racing via Twitter. The Twitter username is DailyTour. Remember, there's no space. And you can sign up for those at twitter.com/DailyTour or by sending a text message to 40404 with the words follow Daily Tour. And of course, please check out our website at www.thefredcast.com for the final results of the day's racing and, of course, for the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. I will see you all again on the next episode of the Daily Tour or the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. Please don't forget to tell your friends about the show. We love to get new listeners. And in the meantime, thank you for listening to the Daily Tour Podcast.